On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know, I go psycho when my new joint hit.
Welcome back into the game. 7:37 in the PM. Man, you know, I almost said in the AM, make money. This is kind of, it's been a full day for me. Hey, turn that back on. I'm bringing Chris in. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
You recognize that, man? You down with that?
Get jiggy with it? Come on. All
right. Man, Chris Walsh, Saturday Down South. Chris, I know that there's been some great things happening in your world. Before we get into that article, kind of catch our listeners up on what all you got going with your new gig with Saturday Down South, as well as you got a new book. You got a book out about Saban. Kind of catch our listeners up on what you got going on, man.
Yeah, it's been a little crazy. In fact, SEC Media Days was pretty much my first day on the job with Saturday Down South, and we were promoting that. I was promoting the book, and I was just, my head was spinning like you wouldn't believe for those 4 days.
Hey, the SEC Media Days would have your head spinning by itself.
Exactly. So it was kind of going like different directions at the same time. It was quite incredible. But to answer your question real quick, I used to work for the Tuscaloosa News, and I left there for Bama Online. And after 5 years, my contract expired in March 1st, and it was time to move on and try to do something else, and I was very content and thinking I was going to do a novel, and I was going to do some radio work, and I was going to freelance, and I was kind of thinking I wasn't going to be doing a beat anymore. And then all of a sudden I got a call out of nowhere from Saturday Down South, and they made a very nice offer, and they are expanding and growing as a website, and it's very exciting what they're doing, and it was just one of those things I couldn't say no. And so everything just kind of got heaped on here in the last couple weeks, and we're off and running on both things.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Chris, Saturday Down South, a lot of Ron's listeners, I don't know how much Ron uses it and mentions it on air, but I know from the standpoint as a radio guy who goes out there and looks for content, some places have content and others have content you can use. and Saturday Down South has always been one of those places that, as a guy that was new to radio and wanted to make sure that he was delivering quality content, Saturday Down South was always one of those places that I went to. And you're continuing that tradition in this series you're doing. Ron just caught me up on it. I missed it last week. I was out of town. But I'm telling you, man, this series is right on. And I want to spend a little time just talking about this series. It's Reclaiming the Crown series. You can go to SaturdayDownSouth.com /Alabama-football, Alabama-reclaiming the title. And you can find what we're going to be talking to Chris Walsh about. Chris, let's start off with number one. The first thing you lead in with is Alabama needed an attitude adjustment. This team needed, or this program, or what needed the adjustment?
Yeah, that actually might be the most important thing. And the reason why I wanted to do this story or this series after SEC Media Days was I wanted to see what Nick Saban got up and said, you know, in that ballroom over at the Winfrey Hotel. And he did pretty much exactly what I thought he was going to do. When he got up and he said that we have to rediscover our identity, and we need to get back to the things that made us, you know, successful in the past. And, you know, it was just, at the end of last season, you know, you can kind of tell something wasn't right with that team. And then after the season ends, you know, we saw some finger pointing. And
yeah,
it was just kind of, okay, you know, it reminded me a lot of 2010 in that respect, you know. And so we went through the spring, and you could kind of see there were different guys kind of stepping up, and they were taking hold of, you know, this is what we need to do. This is the direction that we need to go. One of those guys that impressed me with the way he's been handling things is Amari Cooper. You know, a couple of years ago, if you told me that he was going to be one of the team leaders, I would have said, you know, I don't know, kind of thing. But, you know, it's we sometimes forget, you know, that these are young men and they're growing up. And, you know, there's a huge difference between being a freshman in college and being a junior or a senior in college. And we're seeing a lot of these guys grow up. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know, and so kind of continuing that same thing, you're talking about that new attitude. The players got that attitude adjustment and seem to have bought in. Coach Saban brought in some new coaches, but he also, he brought in one new coach and then brought back several old coaches. So that article number two kind of goes, he's back to most of his initial coaching staff. Why is that important in terms of this team being able to reclaim the crown?
Well, first of all, I think it's really important to point out that when, you know, you hear so many people who are critical about Saban and say, oh, you know, he must be just impossible to work for. Well, if he's impossible to work for, why do so many guys come back, you know? And it's especially with the defensive coaches, you know, these guys are, you know, they've worked with him for years. They know what he expects. They know what works in the system. You know, Bo Davis, when he was here, Alabama had a pretty good pass rush, you know, and they developed defensive linemen well. You know what you're getting with him. And I thought that was just a huge hire for them. Mm-hmm. And then to bring back Kevin Steele to take over the interior linebackers, and he has got such a great history, you know, just so many guys that he's worked with over in the past. And again, another guy who's worked with Saban knows what expects. And that allowed them to slide Kirby Smart over to handle the safeties, which, you know, I don't want to say anything negative because I thought he did a good job with the linebackers, but, you know, that's his real position, you know, in right. coaching. He knows that better than anyone else. So the fact that, you know, you look at the defense this year and, you know, you lose a guy like C.J. Mosley, who is just huge, but you look at the talent that they have, you look at the coaching staff, you look at the history that they've had, I think this defense is going to be better than a lot of people think. And as the cornerbacks come along, as the season progresses, I think by the end of the season, this has the potential to be an outstanding defense if it comes together right.
7:44, listen to the game. Christopher Walsh with Saturday Down South, breaking things down on what Alabama needs to do to reclaim the crown. Two articles in, third article, you talked about this team and talent, you know, coming off. They had an attitude adjustment. He brought coaches back, four guys that were former head coaches on this staff. Then you got Kirby Smart on this staff. So you got unbelievable leadership in the coaching staff. But, man, Chris, when you look at this team on the field, have you ever seen anything like the talent that Alabama continues to add to?
Yeah, this is getting kind of on the ridiculous side. And there was a couple years ago, I think we were at Florida, if I remember right, but Andy Staples from Sports Illustrated was standing next to me on the field, and he was looking at these guys coming off. And these were the reserves. You know, this is like after all the starters have been pulled, and he was just, this is ridiculous. And I think I keep thinking back to that comment now because it's even more so now the talent level, the statistic that just comes, you know, leaps out the page for me, which I couldn't believe it when I added it up. I went and looked up 24/7 sports rankings of all the players on the team, and by their rankings, you know, 5-star is, you know, a star player, 4-star is very, very close. They've got 15 5-stars on this roster, and they've got 50 4-stars. That's unheard of. I keep using the word ridiculous because I can't come up with anything better.
I don't know how many conferences have 15 5-star players.
Exactly. You know.
If
you look at a team like LSU, and they've got a handful probably, and Florida's got a couple, and. You know, to have a couple 5-star players is a big deal. Have 15, that's unbelievable.
Wow. And so, and that's the thing is, when we're replacing talent, we're replacing that talent with 5-stars and 4-stars. So so it's unbelievable what Coach Saban has been able to do. And as I said, the key is attitude adjustment. Man, we needed it so bad. We were so complacent. I told people it was like the sleeping lion. He has his gang back. You know, the whole the gang is all back together type of theme. They understand each other. They know each other. And then when you add Kiffin in, he's kind of the new guy that brings the fresh ideas. And then you have talent galore. But when it comes down to it, what makes Nick Saban tick as a coach is his defense. And your fourth article was defense still wins championships.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. And this ties in with my my first day on the job with Saturday down south. We actually rented the first storefront at the end of Radio Row. And we turned that into our headquarters, and we were filming interviews with prominent people at SEC Media Day. So I walk in there on the first day of my job, and the guys all there kind of look at me, and they're like, hey, we need someone to do the interviews. Would you mind doing that on camera? Which I had never done before, and I was like, okay. So the first interview that we did, though, was with Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. And one of the questions that I asked him was, does defense still win championships? And he gave a very interesting answer about how we kind of have to redefine what is a good defense nowadays, but absolutely, because, and I'm definitely paraphrasing here, it's just, you know, you can have a great offense and be in the running, but if you don't have the defense, forget it, kind of thing. And if Alabama's defense can kind of get back to where it was a couple years ago, and I don't even want to say 2011 because that defense was
scary.
It was beyond good. But if they get back, say, 2009 levels, you know, 2012, it's going to be a very, very good defense. And as far as the offense goes, you know, it is a question mark about how Lane Kiffin is going to mesh with everyone and the quarterback. Everywhere else, they're pretty much set. You know, they've got five stars a wide receiver. They've got five stars in the backfield. They've got five stars at the tight end position. It's a pick your poison kind of thing. And you know, even if they do have some issues and it takes a while for that quarterback position to develop, they still have enough where they can, you know, they can play ball control. I think we're going to see a lot of running the ball this year, a lot more than last year. I think you can see more teams trying to play time of possession and keep away a little bit. And so I think we're going to be going back to our roots a little bit. I think Alabama's going to lead the way there.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that because I think that defense still wins championships, and a great defense is complemented by a ball control offense. And we missed that last year. And I think part of that was because we had such a proven commodity in A.J. McCarron that it was hard. It was hard for the coaches to come out and just shelve that and just let him be what he had been the previous years. And I think sometimes that kept us from getting that identity that we had been in, being that power run team. Last article that you have, Saturday Down South, Chris Walsh right here on the game, talking about reclaiming the crown. He wrote a five-part series. You can see that at Saturday Down South. The fifth one, I really want to just let you kind of take this and run with it. History is on the Crimson Tide side. What do you mean by that, and what will we find in that article?
Well, it's kind of twofold, but it's the first thing I did was go back and take a look at how teams, when they've won two championships in a row and then missed out on the three-peat, which has happened 11 times during the poll era, you got to throw out a couple of them because, you know, coaches left and, you know, you have the fact that USC, you know, has a big asterisk. But, you know, how did those teams rebound? And just about all of them came back very, very strong, and they were in the running until the end of the season. So that's part of it, but it's also, you know, it's this incredible record that Saban has got. It's really unparalleled. And you know, if I'm a college football guy and I'm thinking about, you know, who's going to be in the running this year, I think you'd almost have to be crazy to bet against Alabama from making the playoffs as of right now.
And Chris, so when you look at that, when 2010 we lost and we came right back. And,
right.
And then what was the other season, 2012, right? So I missed it. 2008 we lost a close game to Florida.
Right.
And we came back the next year, won the national championship. 2010 we lost in a tough way, came back and won a national championship. And now, can the three-peat be that after disappointing seasons and the first year with a starting quarterback three times in a row, Nick Saban wins a championship?
You know, it's
that's crazy, but isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and you know, I kind of like the fact that Saban kind of came out and said when he was at media day that somebody asked him about that, you know, first year quarterbacks, and you know, can you kind of presume that they're going to go to the national championship? And he said, no, you can't, you know, and because, you know, you can't put that kind of pressure on somebody. And we don't know how that's going to, you know, he's going to react and how he's going to mesh and so forth. And Greg McElroy has some really interesting comments about that. He, you know, he talked about that, you know, half the job of being the Alabama quarterback is, you know, learning the playbook and actually doing everything on the field. Half of it is everything that's off the field. It's a little bit different. So, you know, it's a historic year, though. You know, we've got the playoff for the first time. You know, I thought it was kind of interesting, Bill Hancock's comments at SEC Media Days. He just came right out and said that the committee is going to rank teams 1 through 4, and then they're just going to pair them together. It doesn't really matter conference affiliation or anything. So by that standard, you know, if we had the playoff last year, Alabama would have ended up playing Auburn in the first round of the playoff.
I mean, right.
Holy cow. I mean, this state might have exploded.
Yeah, I don't know that the state would have been able to, especially coming off the way that game ended, that would have been crazy. Well, hey, Chris, first of all, thank you for taking time on this Monday morning to catch up with us. Want to wish you much success with your new gig with Saturday Down South, as well as your new book. Tell people what that new book is, how they can get a copy of it.
The new book is Nick Saban versus College Football, and the premise of the book is measuring his place in college football history already. And I'll let you know this out a little bit, and I've kind of talked about it a little bit. One of the things in it is that I name a Mount Rushmore of college football coaches, and Nick Saban is on it. So that's a little bit of a teaser. But the book is out. It's at the Barnes & Noble in Tuscaloosa, and it's going to be hitting more and more bookstores. Like, it just got to Barnes & Noble over the weekend. So
okay.
You should see it all over the place real soon.